Hello, welcome to the August podcast. That's the August podcast. Now, you may have noticed that Cecil did not play his introductory fanfare. This is because his trumpet is lost. He has looked everywhere for it, but to no avail. Needless to say, steps are being taken to locate it, and I've put a card in the post office window. Stuck to the outside, of course. They make you pay to put one inside.
Time for stats. Time for stats.
What time is stats? What
time is stats? Time for stats.
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 Stats. Let's have a look at the stats. Miss Marple is beating all the competitions still, so I can confirm there will be a new tale towards the end of the year. Other Agatha Christie stories come a close second. Ay, goodness me, I should put my glasses on. Hang on. Glasses on. Ooh, right. Ah, vanity, vanity. I sit here alone, but I wouldn't put my glasses on. Right. Yes, yes. The other Agatha Christie story is coming a close second. That's it, actually. The other stories don't seem to be getting much of a look in at the moment. But, I mean, they've been there a while, I'm sure. Anybody who wants to has already listened to them. Yes, it doesn't really tell me much else. Again, you see, it says there have been user registrations and user forms filled out. Now, I've had a couple of forms filled out. I haven't had any user registrations. So what are these stats playing at? Anyway, right, OK, onwards and upwards. Just bear with me. Whoa, hang on, we don't want that. On the old YouTube, the pipe. The latest video now has 284 viewers, but the average view duration is 8 minutes 3 seconds. Yeah. Well, what can I say? The top video for last month was Watership Down Part 1. The next one was Miss Marple, The Tuesday Night Club by Agatha Christie. Then third, Doctor Who and the Robots of Death. Fourth, The Case of a Perfect Maid. That's been there a long time. That it's still very popular. Then Watership Down, Part 2. Then The Regatta Mystery. That's been there quite a while too, hasn't it? That's nice these things are still popular. Then Watership Down, Part 2 of 2. Watership Down, Part 3. Watership Down, Part 4. And, oh, then The Pipe is there at number 10. Well, there we are. It's probably more interesting to me than to you. But let's have a look at the Comedy Channel, shall we, while we're here? Excuse me if you're not really interested in all this, but I never bother to look at these things until I'm doing something like a podcast. So this is live reaction from me. Just please wind through it if you're not interested. I do understand. Go to click, click, click. You've got to go through so many screens. Comedy. Well, that's one word for it. Top of the comedy last month was Mrs. Jiggles, The Early Years, Part 3. That was top. I've just put Part 5 up, actually, if you're interested. Then Kiddies Corner, number 6. A Death on the Nile with Parker Pyne. Good grief. That was been there ages. That's number 3. Gosh. Then another Mrs. Jiggles, then What Am I Like? Then Ring Road, Episode 10, Mrs. Jiggles. What Am I Like? Episode 2, Mrs. Jiggles. You wanted me to do that, didn't you? And then, number 10, The Orchard. That takes me back. Episode 1. I wonder if someone's just starting on that great adventure. That's wonderful for them, isn't it? How they'll laugh. Oh, that's that. Lovely. What's next? Oh, dear. Here comes trouble.
I've been looking at the figures, Mr. Jones.
Miss Drobelkoff has been looking at the figures. She's trying to see if we can run to a new second-hand trumpet.
The money going out is greater than the money coming in.
Ah, now that's happened before, hasn't it? It should be the other way around, I remember. Now, let me have a look at the ledger. Now, if we make this column outgoings and this column incomings... Now, you see, that looks much better.
Yes, but me no buts, Miss Drobelkoff.
It's time for my tea and biscuits.
It's no good, Mr. Jones. I am going to have to make some economies.
Oh, well, I'll have those then, but I do prefer biscuits.
I'll get the biscuits.
You see, I have to be firm with her. Actually, between you and me, Cecil's trumpet gone
means he's surplus to requirements, which is quite a saving if he were to be made redundant. Chocolate biscuits every day, I'm thinking. You know, I've been reminiscing recently about the past. It's the only thing to reminisce about, really, isn't it? Because I found my Rubik's Cube case right at the bottom of my spare wardrobe. It's a bit like a multi-CD circular container, only I didn't realise that comparison then because I didn't have a CD circular container. Except in this case, of course, the base circle has a square indentation for the cube. Where the cube is now, I've no idea. Well, I could never solve it. It drove me mad. There was no internet back then, so no helpful videos to cheat with. I did once get two sides done, and I numbered them in felt tip with the idea that as they inevitably got jumbled again as I tried for the third side, the numbering would help me get things back in the right position. What a stupid child. Obviously, only one red square can be in the top left, for example. It could never be anywhere else or have been any of the other red ones and so forth. Numbering was pointless. No wonder my parents were worried about me. When I was younger, I used to keep books and tapes and videos, etc., thinking I'll enjoy these again one day. Then, after a few decades or so, I would look at things and think, well, there aren't going to be many one days in the future left, so if I am going to hear these again, I'd better hurry up. Now, I'm realising, I will never read or listen or watch certain things ever again, because I know them too well, and it's going to need another 40 years, which I probably don't have, before I'd be ready to. So I dare say in another year or two, I shall reach the stage where I start chucking things out. But now, with the perspective of greater age, I won't care, because I'm never going to need them. Well, that's cheered us all up. Sorry, folks, but I've had cause to be introspective of late, and I've not been thinking properly what to put in this podcast. Good heavens, that's amazing, Cecil, and without a trumpet. I found it, Mr. Jones. Did you? How? I mean, where? Right at the bottom of your spare wardrobe. Oh, fancy that. Yes, all right. What were you doing down there, Miss Dropplecough? Making economies. I thought some of the old things you keep in there might earn money on eBay. Really? No, it's all rubbish, I'm afraid. But I did find Cecil's trumpet. Yeah, good for you. Oh, play us out then, Cecil. Looks like it's going to be plain old digestives again.